This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Wednesday, June 4. Marlene and Dwight. Our reading comes from 2 Timothy chapter 1. I thank God, whom I serve, as my ancestors did, with a clear conscience. As night and day, I constantly remember you in my prayers. Recalling your tears, I long to see you, so that I may be filled with joy. I am reminded of your sincere faith, which first lived in your grandmother Lois, and in your mother Eunice. And I am persuaded, now lives in you also. Marlene's daughter has bounced around the streets for decades. Marlene and her husband Dwight have custody of her daughter's children. To make matters more complicated and beautiful, these grandchildren are not Dwight's biological grandchildren. Dwight and Marlene found each other later in life. Dwight has cared for these grandchildren as his own. He chauffeurs them around. He also bought a car and fixed it so that the oldest grandson has a vehicle to drive during his college years. I've never heard Dwight complain, roll his eyes, or shoot an exasperated look to suggest to Marlene, "These are your grandkids." And as a family, they are thriving. Marlene has been an advocate for getting each child into various schools and programs so that they can succeed. Marlene and Dwight have transitioned from the role of grandparents to parents because that's what circumstances have called for. It wasn't their plan, but they have formed a family that is a gift to each other. Whom has God brought into your life because circumstances have required a different way of being? Where have you been called to be a surrogate parent, brother, sister, child, or friend? May God bless those relationships. Pray with me. Lord, thank you for grandparents and surrogate families who step in with love, guidance, and care. Bless them as they reflect your grace and compassion. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.